It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
I hope you rock a burnt onion. That's why we're here, asshole.
Matt.
I got shit stains in my socks.
Yeah.
Steve.
The McRib only comes out after, like, human disasters.
And Kevin.
You may be living on prayer, but I'm living in a hotel because my house is half gone.
Hey, what happened?
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
Hey, where are the white women at?
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
More fried chickens. More fried chickens.
Wow, we're really late.
It's your fault.
Welcome, everybody, to the Aristocrats Radio program. I am Derek. With me, as always, is Matthew.
Now I bet his coat will fit funny.
Kevin.
Word.
And Steve.
Smurda.
Aristocratsradio.com is a website. We stream live on CWERadio.com.
C-W-E. 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 That way.
Ryan. All right.
You're good there.
Okay. Nice concept.
So what's going on, guys?
Nothing.
Nothing?
What's going on?
Another weekend wrestling.
Yeah, where'd you go?
Edison High School.
Wow.
Yeah.
A lot of Indians there?
No.
Oh.
No. A lot of white people.
Oh.
Yeah. I fucking hate white people.
A lot of uncaring white people.
Yeah.
Bad crowds.
Fucking whites.
Could have just taken a shit in the ring and would have got the same reaction. This building's always been shit.
Where was it again? I'm sorry.
The Edison High School.
Oh, yeah.
Now, there's three buildings that we've wrestled in Edison. There's a middle school, the high school, and then there's a Catholic school.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all in the same town. The middle school always drew well, but we couldn't get a single reaction out of the crowd. The high school's never really drawn that well, and we get nothing.
I hear they have a bad art program.
You dick. I get it. Drawing. All right. But then we go across town to this Catholic school. They pack the building out every time. The crowd's always excited. They're always loud. I don't know what the difference is. It's the same fucking town, but...
It's because maybe there's some kind of turf war.
It's because God is behind them.
Yeah, that's true. I literally went out and I was walking around the crowd and I just seen how like they were just not into it. I said, "You guys having fun tonight?" And they're like,
"Because."
They're like, "No." They shook their head no. They said no. They shook their head no.
No.
So I was like, "Oh, what did I say after that?" I was like, "You really don't care about being here, do you?"
And then was it like the orphans picnic and they just got together?
No, basically from what I got figured out here, they only care about their project prom that they're raising money for.
Fuck them.
So these group of people don't care about wrestling.
Oh, so they just showed up to get the numbers
for
up to
funds for fundraising. So they literally told me to my face they didn't care.
Yeah, fuck them.
I went out before the show when they're letting the crowd in to sell our merchandise, and I literally said, like, did somebody die? Like, why is it so quiet in here? Like,
yeah.
I mean, the building was already filling, and nobody was talking. Everyone was just sitting in their seats. And
I mean, besides my career, did someone die?
And JD came in the back, like, right before the show was over. I was getting ready to leave, and, he was pumped because, like, the sponsors were like, oh, we want to have you back next year. We made just enough money to make it worth it, blah, blah, blah.
Make it worth it.
Just, and just I said to JD, I'm like, are you sure that's what you want? I was like, we've been coming here for, like, 3, 4, or 5 years now, and it's the shits every time.
Yeah.
The fucking crowd don't give a shit.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So you got to change the product up a little bit. You got to make it less about wrestling and more about something else.
Yeah.
Find something they like.
Yeah.
Bands. I understand that bands and wrestling go together really well.
Well, they could.
Cricket, please.
Well, no. That is potential.
Yeah.
Depends on the band.
I'm still waiting. How about football and wrestling?
Oh, that's perfect.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Or weightlifting competitions.
Yeah. Speaking of football.
Or boxing.
I actually, I just got a new Twitter app for my BlackBerry.
Crackberry.
Yeah, because the other one, all right, this is what happened. My Android got fucked up. and I had to switch back to my BlackBerry. Because I'm not on a BlackBerry plan, any programs that are specifically BlackBerry, like, rooted or whatever, do not work. So I have to get programs, applications that do not use the BlackBerry data plan. So I decided to get this new Twitter app. And I saw on the Twitter app, you can actually mute keywords. I actually muted football last night.
Nice.
Yeah, I muted football.
Wow, I need that. I was trying to figure out how to mute specific people.
Yeah, I did that too, actually. Yeah.
There's one guy.
So you want to follow him, you just don't want to see what he's saying.
Well, okay. Hate them, you know? You don't hate them, but they tweet so much.
Yeah, in person. So much. In person, very nice guy.
Yeah.
But he just constantly retweets shit that I don't care about. Like,
Sorry. If you want to unfollow me,
no.
I'll understand.
No, it's not you. I almost promise. This guy is constantly retweeting like the fake accounts of Fez from That 70s Show and the dude from How I Met Your Mother and like manly quotes on Twitter. And,
how
like,
old is this person?
Probably close to 30, maybe older.
Wow.
Yikes. And again, nice guy.
Is there a way you could just?
Yeah. I know
you can mute people.
Yeah. I can't figure out how to do it.
Yeah, I wish I could too.
Well, I don't know if every app has it or if it's just a built-in Twitter thing, but this Uber Twitter definitely has it. If you guys want to look into that,
I'm just getting sick of Twitter in general. There's so many people that they have no lives that Twitter is what it revolves around.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
Really? The hell you say?
It's really sad to watch.
Why do you think I don't really use it that much?
Like, there's people that wake up in the morning, and the first thing they do, instead of, like, saying good morning to their significant others, tweet good morning to their...
And take a selfie.
They literally
scramble, like, to their, you know, their thing.
Hashtag just woke up, hashtag no makeup, hashtag no filter.
Yeah. Well, now, it's interesting for me to hear this, because at one point, you were very much like that.
No, I was.
When did you turn the corner?
Probably about three months ago. I totally cut back because it just got to the point where it was like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, you were tweeting a lot at one point. Yeah. A lot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Steve's defense, it was a lot of conversation.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what happens. It gets very easy to tweet the word yes, and then all of a sudden, you know, 10,000 tweets later, it's just little shit tweets, you know?
It's like, yep, sure, yes, no way, yes. Mm,
you don't say.
Wow.
Yeah, that's cool. I know someone who just recently hit. All right, why don't you guess how many tweets it is?
10,000.
Next,
160,000.
More? 604,000.
He's getting a little high. 200,000. 200,000.
That's a lot.
That is one tweet for every 5 minutes that he's awake in a 16-hour period. Thank you.
Now.
How many
followers does this person have?
Not many.
Wow.
So
probably under 300.
So tweeting 200,000 times
to nobody.
Nobody.
Yeah.
I just really hate, like, there's people that are like, you're not going to mess with my stinky poo, you know, on Twitter.
There's people like defend each other. Shit?
Yeah, there's people like defend each other and like arguments over Twitter. And it's like, it's retarded as hell because the person they're defending is not going to show up at their fucking funeral because they don't give a shit about them.
It's true. By the way, the guy with the 200,000 tweets, if you're listening out there, because there's a very good chance he might be. I love you. You can tweet as much as you want.
as long as you follow me.
Why don't you guys guess how many tweets I have?
Oh, I can probably guess this.
Okay, go ahead.
300.
300? Kev?
700.
700?
I was actually going to go like 240.
240? It's a little higher.
Whoa.
Kev gets the closest without going over, though. 823.
Okay. Woo-hoo. I got about double that.
And I have 72 followers.
Nice.
Yes.
I'm at 15,000.
15,000 tweets.
No, followers.
Oh, followers.
Yeah. No. 691 followers.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think I'm at like 475 pounds.
Wow. It just got to the point, though, where I had enough of that shit.
Yeah.
Sad. Sad world.
I don't know. I can never... Yeah. I don't know. Twitter.
Somebody did come up to me and bring up the show at the wrestling show over the weekend.
Really?
Yeah. And the person had talked to me about... And again, it goes back to the situation with Dapper, and apparently people are still just coming across that stuff and hearing it and commenting about
it. Downloads are still crazy.
Yeah. Are they really? Like, oh, they're still going up?
Oh, yeah.
And this person came to me and they said, hey, I listened to it. I love what you guys said. And I really have a lot to add. And if you guys would have me on, I'd appreciate it.
That ship has sailed.
I had to inform him. I'm sorry, but we've buried that.
Yes.
We are not going to bring that up anymore. We're not going to talk about it. We've said our piece, and we are moving on.
That's right.
We are not a wrestling podcast.
No.
Mm-hmm. We occasionally talk about wrestling.
We occasionally go late because of wrestling shows.
Mm. Yeah. But we are not a wrestling show. But you know what is a wrestling show?
Mm. What is that?
The Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
I believe you have a t-shirt with that Ooh. Same name.
You know what's great about the Shining Wizards it's wrestling talk. And talk about wrestling.
Whoa.
And you can join Tony, Eddie, and Matt. Ooh, weird. Every Wednesday evening for Everything Wrestling. Available iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and of course at ShiningWizards.com. And you know, I actually listened to a couple of their shows. They have had some great guests.
Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't believe it. Like any star you could think of in wrestling. Rob Van Dam, Shane Douglas, Matt Hardy. Mm-hmm. There's a very good interview with Jay Lethal, who is a Jersey guy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, great show. Check it out, ShiningWizards.com.
ShiningWizards.
Kevin is a narcissist.
Look at him. He really is.
Look at that, look at that, look at that.
If you could tear yourself away from the fucking camera.
Whoa.
Look at that bicep right there. Steve, Damn. Why don't you get in there too?
I just like Kev gave me a demonstration the other day. He was flexing his bicep and he said, 215, 205 or something.
Well, I still have some skin from when I was much larger.
Ew.
So,
like hanging down? Oh my God!
Yeah, no, like he pulls his fucking.
Oh my God!
He pulls his bicep skin down like you're nuts, Derek. What? It's gross.
Kevin has highly elastic skin.
So,
highly. He is literally like the fucking.
It's like a bat wing!
The game I was playing was 215.
Yeah.
And then 265.
Oh,
damn!
Oh my God, I can't even. No,
I can do it a little tiny bit, nothing like that.
I just get fingers full of fat.
Man, you got a huge arm.
My
bro.
Skin
you work
is,
out, bro.
I cannot attain my skin. Oh, wow, that is
now,
weird.
Now, Kev, pull your
no.
Kev, pull your skin
oh,
out.
Oh no, no, he's biting his
eating it
skin on his arm.
Now, Kev, pull your skin out as far as you can on your bicep. Now. Picture me underneath you, passing out from alcohol, and Derek just squatting his sack on my face.
And
like
that is about 10 times longer.
Wow.
No, your sack was a lot bigger.
That's what I'm saying. If it were 10 times longer, it would look like my sack. Oh,
wow.
You can pick your nose with your arm skin.
I don't even understand that.
Freak pig.
Do
you have that on your stomach,
that?
Too?
What?
Do you have that on your stomach, too?
I mean,
is it
yeah,
all
I
over,
some,
or is it just your arms?
Skin there.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So wait. So your skin around your penis should be high elastic too.
Unfortunately,
there isn't much penis.
Yeah. It's just kind of caused the area around the penis to engulf.
Oh. Oh.
So it just looks like a little cabbage patch kid ready to patch.
And the balls just continue to hang lower.
Wow, they do.
By the way, I'm not sure if he's listening. And this is a little bit of a change of subject. Actually, it's a lot of change of subject. But Slater. A. Casolos.
A. Casola Farms?
He listened to last week's show, and then he leaves a comment on the Aristocrats page that I was a liar.
Yeah.
He said everything I said was a lie.
He always said that.
I know. So then I started texting him. I'm like, well, what am I lying about? I'm not lying about anything. I was like, maybe some fucking slight exaggerations here and there for good radio. And he's like, okay, I'll agree to exaggerations.
About what, though?
But I want him, if he's listening, to call.
I want to hear him call Steve out on all this stuff.
Yeah, because there's nothing he can call me out on.
He said, such lies from Steve this week. And somebody from the Aristocrats, but
me.
LOL, what now?
Yeah, me.
And he put, I wish I was listening live, I would have called in. And that's all we got.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wish you were listening.
So you didn't find out what you were lying about?
I think I can find out.
Okay.
I think I texted him and he answered me, but...
Everything.
Something stupid that I wasn't lying about.
Oh, of course. That's how it always works, isn't it?
Mm.
What happened? What was that?
That was the taste of deodorant that's now in my mouth.
Oh!
He said it was my sports, all the sports talk,
oh.
and your little league accomplishments, and your golfing. which I'm not lying about.
How would he know?
Like
that
the things
was a lie
that I did exaggerate weren't in those subject matters that he brought up.
Yeah,
we don't exaggerate. We tell the truth all the time.
Well, yeah. Well,
I still think we should do that. We should do the Mr. Imperfect vignette.
Mr. Imperfect. Yeah.
I really think we should just like go to a baseball field and like have the equipment just like at home plate with Steve not there,
and then cut to Steve being blown by a stuffed
animal. Wow.
And then he was asking me. He's like, "Oh, holy shit, you guys are facing demolition." So. He's excited about that.
Yeah, April 6th, Long Hill Community Center.
And then he asked
Sterling,
me if I'm, he said, you're not going to be able to super bomb their old asses.
No.
I just said, I'll force him up. I'll call a back suplex and then have Kev go up.
Good luck.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing from a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to name names, but I actually was offered money to hurt Demolition.
What?
Legitimately.
Why?
And I'm like, well, what could they have done that's really that bad? And the guy's response was, trust me, I know plenty of people that are willing to pay you if you want to do it.
Wow.
Jesus.
Put out a hit on the demos?
Yeah.
Man. Wow.
No way.
Well, unfortunately, we're not like that.
Well,
no.
Well, fortunately for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know. I still think they could hold their own.
I think they would kick your stinking teeth in.
Yeah.
If you even tried something.
Yeah. Max is going to kick your stinking teeth in.
Well.
Talks and like then, Reagan.
And then he's going to trickle down.
Which one talks like Reagan? Because I want to laugh
Axe.
When he starts talking.
Axe okay. talks like Reagan.
So totally. What's going on, guys?
He's
what
actually,
are we doing?
He's actually like Iron Mike and Reagan.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I was watching one of your matches and... I'm just going to tell you, I'm not taking that goddamn powerbomb. It's just
talking.
Not happening.
I saw you out on the YouTube,
I was talking
brother.
To Nancy.
I was YouTubing.com-ing you, and
I was worldwide webbing.
Can you just say in that voice? Say in that voice, you guys are the shits.
Yeah, you guys are the shits.
I was worldwide webbing you, and man, I'll tell you, you're the shits.
I heard your boys got offered money to put a hit on us.
You're going to be the Nasty Boys reincarnated.
Dude, I'm so psyched, though, only for the fact that I used to play them in as them in WrestleFest.
Okay, yeah.
Like, that's just amazing.
Yeah.
I was 9 years old when that game came out.
Yeah.
That game came out in 90.
I don't know if I can watch it.
What, the match?
No.
You're a faggot.
I don't know.
You can't watch it because you can't get
I
to Sterling.
I hate seeing... Yeah, I'm not going there, but you usually tape your matches. I can't stand seeing the old guys.
I know.
I can't
I know
do it.
Well, JD's actually been throwing around the idea of not booking big-name TV talent anymore.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree to a certain point.
Yeah.
You know, I think you should get younger TV talent.
Yeah.
Like your Jay Lethals,
well,
stuff
if you
like
had
that.
More money.
No, because it'd be less to pay Jay Lethal than it would be for Demolition, I'm sure.
Well, no. No.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
It's hit or miss. It really is hit or miss.
The people that come to these shows, are they really coming because of someone on...
That's the question.
Yeah.
Well, that's what his thing was.
Yeah.
That he's been talking about. That he's gotten no calls for, I want to see that person. Give me tickets.
Yeah.
Like, they're either going to come or they're not. Regardless of who's there.
The only way you're going to draw based on a name is with a name you can't afford or is not available.
No! No!
No! Sorry about that.
No! No!
Was that good? Was that a good fart? What's the time?
No, it's not. It didn't even sound real.
Matt like, that's threw that's his how... headphones. Was that one of your favorites? Is that one of your top five faves? The best of all time. I wish I knew why it was so funny.
Oh my God.
Can't wait to hear that back. What's the time?
The clarity.
Thank God for my ripped up pee filter.
I'm sweating. I'm sweating.
That's nasty.
Did you not know I was going to fart or something?
Not like that.
Max,
so juvenile. We are 30 years old.
Speak for yourself.
Except for Kev.
Aristocratsradio.com is the website. Oh boy.
Happy birthday, Kevin Chalk.
Happy birthday, Wacky Wayne Woo.
That was a good one, Matt. I haven't had that kind of reaction from a fart in a long time. That's awesome. Thanks, guys.
Because they've always been so bassy and just like... That one was just a wet mess.
Boys act like you ain't ever heard a fart before.
And I have those every morning. Every morning. And I want to record them.
Oh.
Oh, my ribs.
I thought you were saying your tits.
Oh, my tits.
My tits hurt.
Yeah.
So here's a question to all our fans. Please, no replies from talent or staff. Do you come to our shows because of big name, or do you come to support the FWF because you are there for one thing, to be entertained and have a good time? Also, how many would support one of the shows without a big name on it?
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Did you answer that, Derek?
No, I didn't.
Well, you know who did? Quite a few Two Rude Dude fans, by the way.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. They're there to support the Two Rude Dudes.
You guys are awesome. The full package.
And S. Waltman put, I want to see X-Pac. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
And you spelled Wanna wrong.
Derek, I need the rum.
What?
J-U-A-N-A.
I need the rum.
More?
Well, I didn't give myself a lot when we went live. I just poured a little bit in.
Oh, my fucking
Did he spell it J-U-A-N-A?
One.
Oh, man. Can you go back and play that again?
I wish I could. Oh, no. I really do.
What's going on? Oh, it hurts.
What is wrong with the mic?
It hurts.
Oh.
It hurts.
Oh,
Jesus
my God.
Christ. That was... All right.
That was the longest I laughed in a while.
What? Whoa.
What was that?
Little issues.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Is this the one that screwed up? That was the best... fart of all time on the show.
Of all time.
Of all time.
Ever.
Of all 7 years. That's the best.
And like Kev and Steve were like unaffected.
That was the best.
Was it because we were talking about farts before?
Maybe. No, I was actually crying, but it was because more of your reaction.
Oh my God, it was so loud.
I just kept looking at Matt and he was just woo-hoo! Oh, that'll do it. That's why it was crackling. It was about to fall out.
Fall out.
I was going to say out.
Are you starting to feel it?
The fart was so ridiculous, it's actually causing matter to start to decompose. And the fucking XLR cable came out.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Wow. Oh. Yeah. That was the greatest of all time.
Piece of shit. Oh. Anyway.
Kev is still posing.
So, Kev, you want to take a shot,
bicep.
Brother?
That's impressive, Kev.
I don't think I could ever look at Kev the same again.
Why is that?
I'm just going to always just picture you stretching your arm. It's like a cat. It's like a cat's back.
Yeah. Ew.
They used to call me the cat back kid.
The cat back kid.
Battle cat. Cat scratch Viva.
Oh, man. Derek, I want to go to AC. Let's go to AC.
Is it cool in here?
He retired.
I know. Again.
I want to go to AC. You want to go to AC?
No.
When's the last time you went to AC?
I don't know. 6 or 7 years ago.
Sex or 7 years ago. You don't like it down there?
It's been a couple years for me.
It's too much money. There's nothing else really to do but gamble.
I say we go down there for like a fucking night.
Let's go check out some titties. You know what? I
could get a free room.
Let's go. Really? What the fuck are you waiting for then?
Let's get a free room.
It's not the road trip that's bothering me.
If my mother goes with us, we can get a free room a month. She goes a lot.
Nice. She's a high roller.
Party with Matt's mom.
I can actually get 2 free rooms.
Okay.
Which
three.
Well, I can get the whole fucking hotel.
Whole casino.
Yeah.
The whole casino.
They'll shut it down just for me.
Derek's coming.
Can we go soon? Want to go?
Not particularly.
Why not? You have a free fucking room.
To do what in?
Jerk together off.
Yeah, wow.
Oh!
Jerk together off? Is that what you said?
We go down there and hang out, have a few drinks, gamble a little bit.
Yeah.
Look at some titties.
But
give out some aristocrat stickers.
Yeah.
Yes. Wow. Dick.
Tag up the
Leave
town.
Them in the bathrooms.
I want to go down there. Like,
yeah.
Like now.
All right, let's go.
All right. See you guys
later. You know, I don't go there often, but my money does. Yeah.
Well, you send.
I give my grandparents cash.
Do you ever go down there and go and like gamble at all?
No.
Like, at all?
But my money does go down there and gamble.
That's Do you ever go down there and gamble? Have you ever?
And sometimes I get a return. I've only gambled in AC once.
What, with the slot machines?
Yeah. That's a couple tie-ins we happened to mention Machete before. Anybody see the Sofia Vergara promo for that? The new one?
Who the hell is that?
Sofia Vergara. She's the Spanish like soap opera actress who came to America years ago.
Is she negative? You can say her name 100 times. I won't know who you talk about unless Derek pulled
And we brought her up on the show before, and I brought up pictures of her before. So
well, is she the Cardi Perry look like?
Is she the one that's in like every commercial ever?
Yes.
I mean,
yeah. Well,
ever.
She
ever.
Has machine gun jubblies in the
right.
the picture. She's got these fucking cannon tits that are firing.
Cannon tits, like your bazooka tits, but different.
Pretty much, yeah.
Was that Machete or was that?
I think it's the new one.
Grindhouse.
Right? No, it's brand.
Oh, that
new.
Was the girl with the leg.
That was what's her name? Rose McGowan.
That was her.
Yeah.
I like Rose McGowan.
Yeah,
She's
me too.
All right.
And the other tie-in was video right. games and Hitler, because you have to mention the who's he. Twitter follower with the Hitler?
BK Northlight.
Yes. And video games. Angry Video Game Nerd recently released a new video game review.
About time.
And it's for Ikari Warriors. I don't know if anybody here ever played that.
No.
It's a horrendous vertical.
Well, it makes sense why I didn't play it then, because I only played the badass of stuff.
It's a horrendous vertical scroller where you're just shooting up bad guys.
Vertical would be like left and right.
Up and down. Yeah. That'd be horizontal. no, you're just shooting stuff up for like a really, really. nothing will.
That was like in the next room.
Yeah, nothing will compare to that other one.
You're
we
fucking
got, we
ventriloquist.
Got nothing compares.
Anywho, there's a part of the game where on the Nintendo version there's this long red carpet, and as you go up, there's a desk with a dead body behind the desk, and your objective is to blow up the dead body. Now,
you know what I've always wanted to do with a dead body, by the way?
What?
I've always wanted to slug one in the face. Go ahead.
I'm sure hitting a live one is much better.
No, like I want to punch a dead body in the face just to see if it makes that meat smacking noise.
And to see if their face just stays like the way your fist impact was. Well, it turns out in the arcade version on that same screen, there's a huge swastika on the floor.
Oh.
And the dead body is not behind a desk, but yet hooked up to like cables and in what looks like almost an electric chair. Yeah, apparently the bad guys in that game are trying to bring Hitler back to life.
What?
Yes.
Like they have his head frozen.
No, they have his zombie like corpse in the middle of the screen. It's Hitler. It's
can you,
totally
can,
Hitler.
Can you do like Krang's voice but act like Hitler and say Himmler?
Himmler, bring me those Jews.
By the way, Derek's shitting blood. Derek was doing so good for so long.
Really?
Well, yeah, like, I don't know.
Well, one his shits are solid now, right?
Well, he's been so good, you know. ever since he became a single man.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
So you're saying that he has less stress in his life?
He's very much less stressed, or, i.e., my other theory is that he was being poisoned.
Oh.
That's my other theory.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
I don't know if this is okay to talk about.
Well, I don't know. That's just my theory. And I have Captain Morgan well down embedded in me, so I can talk freely.
Did you just say Catherine Morgan?
That's what I thought he said. Let's look her up.
No.
Who is Catherine Morgan?
No, it's Captain Morgan.
No, I'm looking it up. K or C? What do we want?
No, I said Captain.
Catherine. K.
K? All right. I'm going to bring up the screen region right now.
I don't know. No, but seriously, ever since Derek has been, I don't know if he has been, but it appears to me less stressed lately since he's been a single man.
Okay.
And
well, wouldn't we all?
And he's actually been sending up. Instead of sending us blood splattered crime scenes.
Got some nice selections here, by the way, Kev. Which one you want?
I'll take the one second row, second.
Ew.
Row.
This one right here.
Yeah.
Ew.
Let's see.
What selections?
I don't know. There's a couple of decent ones here. That's her name is Catherine Morgan.
Okay,
she got a nice chest tattoo.
Yeah. Is that a pink stripe in her hair?
Yeah, kind of. And that might just be like a like something that she put in.
No, she's got braids, and one of them is pink.
Okay. Oh, anyway, for those who've been following the Aristocrats would know that Derek has colitis, and he shits blood.
He does.
Liquid blood, nonstop, uncontrollably. When he doesn't want it to happen, it happens.
Yeah, I go for this one right here.
But since Derek, yeah, it's not that bad. Since Derek's been a single man,
not that bad.
Since Derek's been a single man, he's actually been sending us pictures of solid dumps.
Solid dumps. This is a happy one.
And which
right here.
Kev today tweeted that if you don't send your buddies pictures of dumps, you're not a man.
Yeah.
Very, very fucking true.
Oh, yeah.
And it don't matter how old you are.
Ew.
What's up with this one?
Oh, it looks like a cross between Sonny and Amy Poehler.
Now, yeah, I've never had
Sonny
two
and Jenny
friends.
McCarthy.
I've never had two
but,
friends
like, the bad, the,
really
the,
try to derail a story in my entire yeah. life.
Well, you're only talking about shit, dude.
You're just trying to keep me away from talking shit.
Talking shit.
Is your name Catherine still, Morgan? Yeah. Call the show.
All right, that's Catherine
hey,
Morgan.
Hey, Derek.
That's
my less.
That's Catherine
less
Morgan with a K.
Stressed single man doing.
Let's try it with a C.
You're not walking very straight, Derek.
Hmm. Was this a turn?
Wait, don't
here.
Sit down. You need a refill, brother.
Nah.
All right. I love when Derek gets drunk, by the way. I need ice, too.
There's another one.
Ugh.
She looks young.
There's still liquid in there.
Can we get in trouble for just popping up pictures of?
I don't.
No.
I don't think so.
No, why? Because it's on Google.
If you find it in Google,
yeah.
right?
The show's derailing.
I don't
guys.
Think her name is Catherine Morgan, but she got a nice
whoa,
ass.
Whoa, hey.
That's a nice.
So, Kev, man,
she's
I
measuring
mean,
her dumper.
So, yeah, what's up, man?
But that's what she sees in the mirror.
Today's a very important day, by the way.
What is it?
Well, we quickly mentioned it's Kevin Chalk's birthday.
Oh. Yeah.
Is that why he's been in AC all week?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a birthday weekend getaway thing?
Yeah. They do it every year, him and a buddy of his. They all go down to AC.
Now, is there a gimmick that I've been noticing? Like, they've just been wearing suits all week?
Oh, yeah. They all bought suits from a thrift store and nice. Went to try to look nice.
I kind of cool. like want to follow that idea. Yeah. I like that. I like that.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, they went one time with a buddy and two of the people in the group wore suits. And one of the guys pretended that it was his bachelor party. He was going to get married, but was so miserable over the fact that he was getting married and got them all hooked up with like free drinks and stuff.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Can we try that?
You actually know the guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Derek.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
Who's you? Isn't just Steve?
Steve, yeah. Yeah. He's a mutual
These
friend.
These are people named Catherine Morgan.
I only need a little bit more.
Catherine Morgan.
Okay.
Hey, you guys ever hear about Richard Jenny?
Oh, yeah. Is he the guy that did the like exercise stuff with the gay
no,
bands on his
no,
hands?
No, that's Richard Simmons.
Oh, isn't that the race car driver?
I think that's Richard Petty.
No.
Oh, he was the drummer in the Beatles, right?
No, that was
Richard Starkey.
What?
Is that the chick from the Golden Girls?
No. No.
No.
I mean, Richard Jenny was a comedian.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Yeah, he killed himself.
Yeah.
When?
It was March 10th, 2007.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
yeah,
I was alive
that.
Then.
Yeah, so yeah. It's the anniversary of the death of Richard Jenny.
We covered that on the show back then.
Yeah.
So, Derek, we've talked about bullshit for the past 45 minutes.
Okay.
What's new with you?
Oh, nothing. Just pouring some soda.
You know who else died March 10th, 2007?
Who's that?
Biggie.
Close.
Jesus Christ.
Actually, you're kind of close.
Tupac?
Steve. The big cat, Ernie Ladd.
Oh, wow.
Is that close?
Well, they're big black men. That's about it.
Wait, was he a WCW wrestler?
No. He was a famous territorial WWF wrestler.
Several WF.
Yeah.
And he also was a NFL football player.
WQF.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's an interesting interview with Ernie Ladd where he talks about Andre the Giant, and
he's like, "Yeah, that honky was huge.
He was a big honky." A lot of people said that they used to play my height down because Andre wasn't as tall as me.
Oh shit,
that's not true.
We got somebody trying to call in. So is there a phone hooked up?
Yeah, I was away. I was as the kids say, AFK. Oh. So if you were trying to call again, because I was away from the computer getting my man here some Captain Morgan and ice. 732-361 CRAT. That's 732-361-2728 if you want to give us a call. It's a New Jersey number, so
you might have to pay if you're from Oklahoma.
What? Or, you know, you can Skype us at Aristocrats Radio.
Speaking of CPR, I wonder what it was like giving CPR to Paul Bear.
Oh.
See, oh, now, no. We were going to wait till Thursday's show to bring this up.
Well, he's dead now, so.
You know, I got to admit, for a couple years, ago, I already thought he was dead.
Yeah.
I thought he died when The Undertaker poured concrete.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
That's my point.
Yeah. There was like, there's Paul Heyman there and stuff.
Yeah.
Actually, Kev, you had just recently worked a show with him, right?
I mean, it wasn't really recently, but yeah, I had done shows with him before.
Really cool guy.
Yeah.
And apparently he really, really loved the independent scene.
Yep.
Well, that's kind of where he came up, right?
Doing well, territories.
Yeah. In the 70s.
70s, yeah.
Managing people such as Rick Rude.
He managed a lot of people, yeah, like really almost did. Everyone.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
You know, since we're still slightly on the subject with people dying and stuff like that and working on them, there was another call one time where I went and the guy was dead. And we were getting ready to do CPR, but he was in his bed still. So we went to lift him off the bed onto the floor because you can't do CPR in a bed.
Why not?
And I don't know if you guys have ever heard of dependent lividity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's when you got to wear diapers.
No, it's basically when the blood.
Those are depends.
All the blood in your entire body pools to the lowest, you know, with gravity, obviously, to the lowest part of your body.
So like your big toe?
So when we went to roll him off the bed, his entire back and like, oh. That's where all, it was like a giant bruise, like the deepest, darkest purple bruise you can ever imagine. Mm-hmm.
Deepest, darkest Africa.
The deepest, darkest African purple black people you've ever
purple
met.
Black.
Wow.
Yeah, like eggplant black.
Wow.
And yeah, so he was dead.
Comic book black.
Once you see that, there's no hope. They've been dead. So basically, that guy died probably when he went to sleep.
Yeah.
He probably went to sleep, died in his sleep immediately, and then woke, you know, when the wife woke up the next morning, he was fucking gone.
Yeah.
God,
that gone. And just, you know, for the people that don't know, rigor mortis goes away.
Well,
you only have rigor mortis for a few hours after you die, and then it goes away. So the body becomes limber again.
Rigor mortis.
Limber. Mm-hmm.
And if you're also listening and you weren't sure what a priapism is, it is a huge-ass erection caused by a back injury, spinal cord
huge
injury.
Huge-ass erection.
Yeah.
Do you know where the word priapism comes from?
What?
The word what?
The word priapism?
No.
Probably from Bejeweled Blitz.
Wow. The Phoenix Prison.
How many fucking points is that?
Wow. It's just fucking cock just comes on the screen and just knocks all the gems out.
By the way,
Jesus,
I've been
gem.
By the way, I've been owning it on Bejeweled Blitz, but finally Matt got a fucking decent score.
I finally got 1,000,000 coins.
Oh, nice.
All I do is the daily spin.
And you
I
got
don't
a
play
million,
the game.
Nice.
I've never gotten one, and I've been playing for almost fucking Christ, what, 5 years?
Almost every day. I get three in a row on the slot thing.
Something, yeah.
Three, because they know I don't play, so no, like, hey, we'll give him all the coins.
It just does it for everyone.
I'm still trying to figure out why I'm better on Rampage Rogers and not on my regular account. Like even when like I'm giving gifts or accepting mystery treasures,
mm-hmm.
It even loads slower on my regular account.
Because when you're not Rampage Rogers, you play like a pussy.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I guess Rampage is more confidence. I guess.
Yeah.
Speaking of CPR.
Oh.
Did you guys hear about this poor woman?
She was poor as in she has no money?
Yeah, poor as in unfortunate or poor
unfortunate.
As in unwealthy?
So she has money, but she is a sad
poor as in she's leaking fluids?
Out of her butthole?
The poor
house. 911 dispatcher pleaded with a nurse at a Bakersfield, California senior living facility to save the life of an elderly woman by giving her CPR. But the nurse said policy did not allow her to. And they actually, like, have the call and everything where they were just like, just give some, grab somebody to give this woman CPR. And the woman was just like, no, we can't do it.
Y'all don't understand. She got gingivitis.
Dude, yo, her breath stank like duty.
Whoa.
You don't understand. I don't care if I have fucking dementia. I'm not going to a fucking senior home. Because I think I brought this up before. I've gone to 911 calls and responded to 911 calls where the nurses were giving CPR to somebody that was fighting them.
Yeah.
Just like Dumb and Dumber. Like the person's like, oh, get off me.
Let me
and they're
die.
Like, no, sir, you're having a heart attack. And they're pumping away on the chest and trying to breathe for him. It was the worst.
That's the thing. Nobody wants to go to those. Yeah. You kind of don't have a choice.
No, you do have a choice. You have to have kids that are willing to take care of you.
You so think your kids are going to fucking change your diapers?
If they don't, I'm beating them.
You can't. You're going to have horrible dementia.
Horrible.
You're going to.
You're
going to
be like fucking Rocky Balboa, all screwed up.
That
from
scares
too many knocks
me
in the
more
head.
Than death.
You're probably going to have some spinal injury of some sort from
that's
wrestling.
True, yeah.
Thanks.
Your legs are going to be like really skinny because you can't use them anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to have those
leg
arm,
day, bro.
Those arm crutches.
It's like you have to permanently skip leg day.
MD crutches.
Yes. You're gonna have a fucking walker with fucking tennis balls.
You're not
on the
helping. You're not helping my wanting to retire.
You are
retire
going
gimmick.
To be a burden on your children.
There's
gonna
be pictures of you sitting at the edge of a bed with a fucking tray of food like Giant Gonzalez.
Yes. Yes.
Backyard wrestling, regular wrestling, watching wrestling. I've been taking bumps for a long time.
Yep.
You're right.
You're probably going to die from it.
I'm going to be
in one way or
another. Or at least be like a mess just drooling uncontrollably.
Yeah. Before that.
Yeah.
All over nurses.
Do you know what the life expectancy of a running back is?
Oh my 6 hours.
You're drafted. You're dead. No, seriously.
Do you know what I'll ask, kid.
Do you know what the life expectancy of a fucking running back is?
I'm going to say...
just guess an age. Guess an age.
55 years.
Close. Matt?
60.
Okay.
47.
52 years old is the life expectancy of an NFL running back.
Ridiculous.
Why?
Because they fucking get the shit kicked out of them, bro. You can't take that many headshots and live.
Damn.
Those guys make a shitload of money.
Once again, in your life, you are going to shit your pants in hopes that a hot nurse comes over and goes, "Ooh, look at that old fucking juicy cock."
Juicy. Old juicy cock. There won't be no juiciness left.
I bet it got up one day.
Dude,
one day.
When I was a security guard at Bayshore Hospital, and I had to sit with a dementia patient one time who was having flashbacks and NOM.
Oh, God.
Let me tell you, I spent, like, seriously an 8-hour shift listening to fucking a battle during NOM. It was the scariest yet awesomest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, the guy's laying down. Now, if you're watching on YouTube, you can see what I'm doing, but the guy's laying in bed, and he's fighting. He's, like, shooting guns, and he's punching. And he's fucking bayoneting people.
So he's like a 4-year-old.
Oh yeah, it was great. They say that when you live, you regress back to being a child before you die.
Yeah.
And ironically enough, that's what he was doing before he finally fell asleep. But he was calling for mommy and dad.
He was playing Army Man.
He was asking for his mom and dad. How sad is that?
Yeah.
Enjoy your life.
Well, speaking of that,
Nom.
A 9-year-old has gotten in trouble in school.
Oh, don't tell me. I can guess what this is about.
For bringing cupcakes into school.
What?
Now, it's fine that he brought cupcakes. I think it was his birthday or something. But there was something on the cupcake that caused the school to freak out a little bit. Mm-hmm. They had a talk with him, and they had a talk with the parents who made the cupcakes. What could possibly be on these cupcakes? Does anybody have any idea?
Let's guess.
Yeah.
Matt?
Little G.I. Joe size AR-15 rifle guns.
Kevin?
I'm going to go ahead and say that there were crosses on them.
Oh.
But the crosses had an orangish icing, so it looked like they're on fire.
Oh. It's very specific. Or they're Presbyterian.
My turn? What?
Is that orange? I don't even know.
Yeah, I think we're Presbyterian.
Protestant.
Presbyterians.
Presbyterian?
That's real.
Okay.
I was going for the racist angle. But
okay. Yeah, I know. Go ahead. Steve? What was on these cupcakes that made the school freak out?
The New York City skyline with the Twin Towers.
Wow.
That would have been pretty offensive. I'm going to give it to Matt because he was the closest.
Really?
Little Green Army Men.
Okay.
This kid came in with cupcakes for his birthday, and his parents made them, and they put Little Green Army Men, a la Toy Story or Little Green Army Men.
A la that's what kids used to play with.
Fuck yeah.
I really can't stand this fucking country anymore.
I hate it. It's fucking
gay.
Fucking gay. You're all fucking gay. Everybody in the educational system, public educationalism particularly, you're all fucking gay. Grow up. Get over it. Teach kids what they need to learn and don't teach them about politics. You shit fucks.
It's so gay.
They took all of the army men off the cupcakes before serving them, and then they had a conference with the parents.
Mm-hmm.
The parents kind of freaked out, and once the media got wind of what happened, they issued this statement.
Who did?
Are you ready?
Who issued?
This is the school.
Oh, boy.
The school issued.
Where was this again?
This was in Detroit.
Oh.
You talk about Obamaland?
The principal,
no, that's Chicago.
Susan Wright,
might as well be
wrote the following. In the climate of recent events in schools, we walk a delicate balance in teaching nonviolence in our buildings and trying to ensure a safe and peaceful atmosphere. On one hand, there are those who advocate arming teachers, having armed security guards, and creating a fortress of defense in our schools. On the other hand, there are those who feel that guns create fear in schools and they need to be put solid. Blah, 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 blah. Living in a democracy society entails respect for opposing opinions. Blah, blah, blah. So basically, she was saying that since the, I'm going to say, alleged shootings, she didn't feel it was appropriate to have little green army men, a classic toy, for decades upon decades.
Were the army men like shooting up kids or something?
I mean, the army men have guns and stuff. Yeah. I bought some recently for my son in Target.
You're a
for
fucking asshole, Derek.
Apparently I am.
You're a terrorist. You're going to have a drone after you in no time.
Well, and the there were two different colors, army men. So obviously they were fighting.
Well, I personally don't see colors.
Yeah.
But
I don't see people's colors, Derek.
Well, actually, the parents release a statement also. I don't know if you did you have that follow up?
Really? No.
Yeah. Sometimes I just feel like quitting. I still might. Why do I put up this fight? Why do I still write? Sometimes it's hard enough just to deal with real life. Sometimes I just want to jump on stage and kill mics.
Is that a Marshall Mathers?
Oh, yeah. That's Detroit. That's
well, he is a parent. So.
Mm-hmm.
And he's from Detroit.
That was dumb.
The parents didn't get the statement because they were yodeling in the valley.
Oh.
Steve gets that one.
Yes.
Another Detroit musician.
Famous.
Clown rappers.
Yeah.
They're on the FBI Most Wanted list, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, yodeling in the valley was Kid Rock.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You know, his first
Grits and Sandwiches or something.
Album.
His rap one.
Yeah.
Yodeling in the valley. That's fucking horrendous.
Really bad. Yeah, I remember when you bought that. It's and you bad. Played it for me. I was like, this is really bad.
Yep.
You know, guys, there's actually a kid who got in trouble.
Wait, what?
Is there a gun in your ass, Steve?
No, army man.
This kid who got in trouble recently at a school in Jersey because he made cupcakes with Slinkies on them.
Oh.
Slinkies?
Yeah. And then everyone loves a Slinky.
And then there was another one in Schenectady that had a cupcakes with marbles. And he got in some shit, though.
Yeah, because it didn't have the masher one on it.
Because you could potentially load marbles into a gun and fire them at
someone. You know, honestly, though, schools in general, and it's just a reflection of society, it's just getting ridiculous. Like, I work in a school system, as I've made well clear.
Yeah.
And now we have a habitual shitter in our bathrooms that is not using the toilets.
What?
They're shitting on the floor.
Oh, come on.
They are intentionally shitting on the floor.
That is great.
Let the feces hit the floor.
Now, all right, it's happening during school hours?
Yes. And the thing is...
Wait, is there like a pattern of attack? Like every day at this time, it's always this bathroom?
Or is it a strategic bombing?
No, here's where it's getting sad. Flat out, administration don't give a shit. They're not even trying to find who this is.
You know what? So, like, you march in the office and you're like, okay, somebody's shitting on the floor. And they're like, did you clean it up? You're like, yeah, but somebody, well, you cleaned it up, right?
No. It's more like this. Clean up, blah, 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 bathroom.
You know what?
Somebody
you,
shit again.
I
number
honestly,
two in bathroom.
Two.
Bathroom four.
My honest feeling is that this is a great thing. For the custodial position, because it keeps you in work.
No, exactly. Yeah. We look at it as job security.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's one of you guys.
Uh-huh. No, it's not. But, no, because it'd be a lot of cleanup.
Yeah.
But
now, this is where the dump goes right here.
The dump.
But, like, the district I work for was, like, it was known for, like, great schooling and high test scores and blah, blah, blah. It's literally become a country club.
Yeah.
It's just a social... fucking gathering. It's all it is nowadays.
Now, former aristocrat Eric has the same profession, and it's interesting. I was hoping something would come up that I could use this as a tie-in. He says that lately he's been discovering an awful lot of shit in toilets with no toilet paper. Now, it's one thing to find, like, a nice clean shit log in a toilet, because you think, okay, you know what, if you take a really good shit, you might not really have to wipe, even though you always do. He said that he found a full-on diarrhea dump with no toilet paper. No toilet paper.
Well, you are more likely to get hemorrhoids by wiping.
Full-on
it's just a fact.
Diarrhea dump.
Maybe he's taking his ass to the sink and giving it a rinse.
Maybe, but I'm pretty sure that
wait,
there was just...
Wait, does he work in a European school? Because then they would have a bidet.
That's true, but he doesn't.
By the way, this guy Eric that we're mentioning...
This guy.
He's making moves.
This dude.
He's making moves, this guy.
Okay.
Politically.
Sure he is.
He's going to some serious fucking shit next week.
Yes, he is. Huh. He's having dinner with Santorum.
Which really?
A round table meeting.
Round table meeting.
You mean the master of the burrito, Tito Santorum?
Yes.
Tito Santorum with the flying burrito. The flying constitution.
That's it. I got to write it down. Name of the show, Tito Santorum.
Tito Santorum. Olé!
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
But, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yep.
Anyway. That was a plot to a recent Bob's Burgers episode, was that somebody was dumping in different rooms in the school.
Really?
Yeah. It reminded me of
that. I just don't get it. Like, they're not even trying. They could easily. There's cameras on the bathroom.
Oh, well, is there?
Not in,
but
on. To see who.
So they know. And obviously, you by now, what month are we in now? School's almost over.
Yeah.
They would know by now who going in there
if
is the culprit.
This has been long term, huh? This all year?
No, actually within the past couple weeks. But a few years ago, there was a person that would shit and wipe it all over the walls.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It was intentional and it was daily.
That used to happen at Pathmark, too. Oh, my God.
Well, listen, I don't look at it like, oh, here we go again. Like, I look at it as like I'm getting paid back for all the years I used to do that at Pathmark.
Yeah, there you go.
When me and MK used to go in there
nice.
And get table talks and sodas or whatnot, and then we'd run into the bathroom and piss and shit all over the floor.
And then you'd scoop the shit out with the little wooden spoon and just fling it.
Like, we would just piss.
I cut it up.
All
be no
over
mess.
The bathroom fucking floors everywhere.
I cut it up.
There'd be no mess.
So I'm just getting...
I fillet that shit.
What goes around comes around is what happens, I guess.
That reminds me of a story. Former aristocrat Pat. We used to work at a gas station
liar.
Years ago.
Oh, no.
Liar.
And...
I'll post a picture of that, by the way.
Yeah. And... yeah, one day, when he goes to the bathroom, he's in there for like 40 minutes.
Like me.
At least. Like, he doesn't push.
Nope.
He refuses to push. He refuses to work for the dump. Mm. He lets the dump do its own thing.
Maybe he's susceptible to anal fissures.
No, I think he's just that fucking lazy.
Really? He just lets it fall out?
Huh? Yeah, he just let, if it doesn't fall out, it just wasn't meant
nuclear
to be.
Nuclear fallout. Yeah.
So, one day, he left the bathroom. He's like, you're going to want to go in there and take a look. And I'm like, oh, no. And I go in there, and
you're
it was...
to take a look.
It was the biggest, solid, one big log I've ever seen in my life.
Longest, like...
Yeah, it was just...
Consistent,
it was just like an anaconda. Like, if it were any longer, it would have came over the lip
oh, man.
Of the bowl. It was huge.
I've almost had that.
After I was done laughing hysterically and taking a picture of it, I was just like... Where's the fucking toilet paper? And I went out, and the first thing I said to him was, where's the fucking toilet paper? And he's like, oh, I threw it out. I'm like, you put it in the garbage? That was what Matt would call a Foley fart.
That was a Foley fart
yes,
right there. Yes,
I could sell that as like a stock audio to fucking the movie industry.
No joke, I have at least 10 of those a day.
That was a cartoon fart.
Well, can you please sell that and get me money, please?
Yeah, I'll give you like 10 cents. But yeah, so he was so proud of this dump that he wiped and he took his dirty fucking stinky toilet paper and he threw it in the garbage. So the garbage was filled with shitty fucking toilet paper.
Chinese people.
At least you didn't sully his fantastic turd.
I'm good to cover this. Once every 6 months, Chinese people. At the school I work at, shit in ShopRite pants, and then leave them behind. But
what?
Yet, they'll flush diapers.
You can't flush a diaper.
I know you can't. It clogs it, and then it causes more problem for me. But they flush diapers down the toilet.
Wait, where are these people? Why are there diapers in the school you work at?
But they come in with kids, like young kids when they're picking up their kids, like their older kids.
And they put diapers in the toilet?
They make a pit stop.
They don't run in, they make a pit stop, change your kid, and try to flush the toilet, yet they'll piss and shit in ShopRite bags, knot them up, and then put them in the little tampon dispensers. Instead of just shitting or pissing in the toilet.
What planet are they from?
They're from a communist country with no toilets.
Wow.
Me Chinese. Me play joke.
Me go pee-pee in ShopRite bag.
Me put feces that doesn't in run. Anything other than the toilet.
Yeah.
I guess they don't know what the fuck a toilet does.
Oh, my God.
Do they drink from it or something? Like, what is this?
They, like, lap up the water, and then they just shit in ShopRite
bag. I don't know
bags.
Any I Asian people who them. Do this.
I really can't stand Chinese people. They're the most arrogant fuckers
Eat
on
big
Earth.
Giant rice cooker.
Wow. Like, seriously, like, there's people out there that hate black people, like, a lot.
Oh, it looks like Jimbo Doe chicken.
But, like, for me, like, black people are fucking awesome. Especially compared to Chinese people.
Especially, in particular.
They're so arrogant, little fucking cocksucker faggots.
I review poo-poo Prada in the little house.
and you want some hooflong dung?
They're so dumb and socially awkward, I can't take it. I can't take it anymore. I can't take it.
I hear you.
Like, I see just one walking by me, I just look at him with anger.
I work with an Asian fellow that has a nervous laugh, like, no matter what he's doing. Mm-hmm. Like somebody's husband got fired and he came in and he was like, oh, sorry to hear about your husband. And she was just like, yeah, thanks. He's like, oh, so how's he doing?
Dude, that's not a nervous thing. That's not a nervous thing.
They all do that.
That they all do that.
I don't know why. I don't get it.
Miyagi did it and everything.
Miyagi!
It is a language. No, it is a language buffering tool.
Yeah, no, it's exactly what
no,
it is.
Instead of saying joke.
No,
instead
like,
of
like,
saying
no.
like or something like that.
Look at, yeah, look at Facebook tool. Posts and Twitters. Instead of dot dot dot, it's
ja 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 ja.
Gook laughed.
Gook laughed.
I hate it.
Wow.
The repairman that comes to work on my house does the same fucking thing.
I like that you kind of melded those words together and called it a repairman.
Repairman.
It's repairman. Classy. I like it.
I do.
Repairman.
I think you started a wave.
I think so.
Repairman.
I got a repairman. The cableman's coming.
The cableman. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. The garbage man. They come around.
The garbage man.
Come around 7 a.m.
Oh, I got the garbage man.
I
got to
go see
tomorrow.
The surgery man.
I actually wasn't saying that. His name is Repairman.
Oh.
That's what I was trying to say.
Jewish. But yeah, they're so socially awkward. It's just disgusting. Go back to your communist shit fucking twinkle toad fucking country. Twinkle.
What were we going to say, Kev?
Repairman?
Yeah. I'm going to move over to Hita.
I have to go to my doctor and see the surgery man.
Doctor man.
Don't get much better than that.
No, it doesn't.
The garbage man?
It doesn't get much better than that, which is why...
It can.
And if you're listening live, just stick around. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Yeah, nobody's listening. We are the aristocrats.
Is Clutch even in the room?
No, he's fucking gone.
What a pussy ass. He's fat.
Courtesy Flush was here.
Courtesy Flush JD has entered the room for the second half. For those of you listening via podcast, we will see you on Thursday.
Cunt.
Those listening live, we'll see you in 2 minutes.
A couple minutes. Aristocratsradio.com is our website.
At Corey Havoc on Twitter.
Sure.
AKA Rude.com.
At UMK Shock. You guys want websites, by the way?
What?
You want a Two Rude Dudes website?
I mean, we have the Facebook.
You want, like, a real website?
I don't know if we really need one.
All right, never mind.
Why? Is somebody offering?
I could probably get it done.
Oh. I mean... I
GeoCities, right?
Wait, did you say Two Rude Dudes website?
AOL Hometown?
/Coliseum/Field/3261
Tripod.
/Rude Dude.
Did you just say Two Rude Dude website?
Yeah.
If someone's offering,
I can probably get it done.
I think I'd rather just get the URL and have it redirect to our Facebook page.
All right.
I can do that for you.
Woo!
It'll cost you $13, though.
Boo.
We'll see you on Thursday.